we live in a time when good preaching is not enough. We need excellent preaching. We need excellent, not only exposition of Scripture, but the application of Scripture. We live in a time where applicatory exposition is needed to move congregations to live separated, sanctified Christian lives in a world that needs to see the testimony of Christ, that desperately needs to see the testimony of Christ, a fallen world. And the church today, it seems to me, is too content, is too self-satisfied, is not the separate institution that it ought to be in the world, the noticeable institution that it ought to be in the world. And one way the church can be awakened is not only by good preaching, and as I tell my classes, I'm not interested in good preaching. If you want to be a mediocre preacher, that's fine. I'm not interested in good preaching, and I'm certainly not interested in mediocre preaching. I want excellent preaching. I want people led into the truth of Scripture and moved and motivated to live for Jesus Christ and to make a difference in this world. And so the sermon preparation procedure, I think, I hope, this is my prayer, will lead young men who are learning to preach, and I hope older men who need some encouragement will lead them to preach in pointed ways. The one point of the sermon, in pointed ways to lead their congregations not only into the truth, but to live the truth. I have this little proverb that I utilize in class. It goes something like this, that good teachers provide good information to their congregations, but good preachers lead people into active lives in response to the truth of God. And that makes all the difference in the world. We're not here to simply give people information. That's the public school heresy. Give people enough information and they'll make the right decisions. No, no. They need to be led into the truth and by the power of the Holy Spirit changed so that they live different, sanctified lives. So we need positive, powerful, applicatory preaching, excellent preaching in our day. And that's my objective, and I hope that the sermon preparation procedure will help men in this direction. Why do you need this book? I came to this sermon preparation procedure after I'd been in the ministry for quite a while. And I found in my own ministry, as I developed this procedure in my preaching, that the congregation was more satisfied with what they were getting. And they were going away more thoroughly fed. And so this encouraged me to pursue this. And when I was asked to teach here at Reformed Presbyterian Theological Seminary, I determined to put together this sermon preparation procedure, so obviously so I could teach it, which made me think it through more thoroughly from the teaching perspective. And so my encouragement for those who have been in the ministry for a while is take a look at it. It may actually help you in your own sermon preparation procedure. I've found, as men who have used the procedure have gone out into the pastorate and used the procedure, what they found is that they become more efficient in their sermon preparation. Time is valuable. You don't have time to spend 40 hours a week preparing a sermon. You need to be able to do this work efficiently. And I think the sermon preparation procedure will help you be more efficient in the use of time and help you come out with a sermon that will be well appreciated by your congregation. So I'd encourage you to take a look at it. The title of the book for the book is So Pastor, What's Your Point? And this really comes out of the fact that too many people who sit in the congregation wrestle with the point the pastor in the pulpit is trying to make. And they too often leave the congregation with this nagging question in their heads. What is your point, Pastor? Furthermore, if the pastor doesn't have a single point and a focus point, the people in the congregation are actually going to attempt themselves to bring the information the pastor is giving them together so that they can leave the congregation with a single idea. So my idea is, why not help out the congregation? Why not structure your sermon in such a way that the congregation gets the point, they don't have to wrestle with what your point is, and they can leave the worship setting with that point. I would say the majority of homileticians say that every sermon must have unity, focus, and a single purpose, that too many pastors say, oh, that's nice, but it's not necessary. And anecdotally, you can see that this is the case. One of the things that's been significant to me was the fact that a former parishioner in a congregation I served before coming to the seminary told my wife that she always went home with a point she could chew on during the week. I said, great. I've succeeded. I've accomplished my mission. And if this is the case, then you have accomplished your mission, and I think this is what you're after. Well, one of the reasons I'm anxious about this particular book is that anecdotally, as I've visited with pastors, not only in the Reformed Presbyterian Church, but in other denominations, I've asked them the question, did you receive a concrete preparation procedure for sermons when you were in seminary? And generally speaking, the answer has been no. In fact, I've had fellows, when I've asked them this question, look at me rather quizzically, like, well, were we supposed to? And my motive in teaching Introduction to Preaching and my desire in putting together my intro class basically in written form is to set forth a very concrete sermon preparation procedure, as I say, and to give fellas a way to actually tie into the scriptures and develop a sermon. And I found that the folks that have come in to class have been quite pleased with this and helped quite a bit by this. So really, that's one of the starting motivations, to set forth a very concrete sermon preparation procedure. Perhaps I was bold, but I said to fellows that came in for our initial deem-in class that I think I can radically improve your preaching. And I was fairly confident in this because I think the whole idea of one main point plus the organization of a sequential linear outline can be very helpful for the pastor and for the congregation. And one of the fellows that was in the class said to me after he'd gone through the class and preached in his congregation and implemented the sermon preparation procedure, that his congregation was quite appreciative. I said, well, I think we've hit the mark then. Another pastor who came, who is in the local area to the introduction to preaching class and audited the class, told me after he'd gone through the class sessions that it did revolutionize his preaching. I think this is what can happen.